This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully completed the undocking of two satellites, part of the space docking experiment SpaceX mission, marking a significant milestone in India's space exploration journey. Union Minister for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has congratulated ISRO for its successful demonstration of the undocking experiment as part of the SpaceX mission. In his post on the social media site X, the minister said, it will pave the way for the smooth conduct of ambitious future missions, including the Bharatiya Antariksh Station, Chandrayaan 4 and Gaganyaan. India has now become the fourth country after USA, Russia and China to master this technology. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various developmental projects worth 146 crore rupees in his Lok Sabha constituency of Gandhinagar, Gujarat this afternoon. These projects are related to railways, roadways and healthcare. Mr. Shah highlighted India's remarkable progress, especially in infrastructure development. The minister said that India now possesses the second longest road network and the third largest metro network in the world. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav will reach out to the global community in New Delhi today ahead of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025. Through the event, the government aims to highlight the transformative potential of Waves as a unified global platform for the rapidly growing media and entertainment sector. More than 100 ambassadors and high commissioners will outline opportunities for a synergistic approach in the media and entertainment sector during the event. The first edition of the Waves Summit is scheduled to be held from the 1st to the 4th of May in Mumbai. Holi, the festival of colours, will be celebrated across the country tomorrow, while Holika Dahan ceremonies will be held at various locations this evening. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has extended his greetings to the nation on the eve of the vibrant festival of colours. In his message, the Vice President said that Holi marks the triumph of good over evil and the arrival of spring, symbolising new beginnings and fresh perspectives. Northern Railway is operating more than 400 special trains for smooth travel of passengers ahead of the Holi festival. Comprehensive arrangements have been made to facilitate the passengers at different railway stations in Delhi NCR. Chief Public Relations Officer of the Northern Railways, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, informed that security arrangements, mini control rooms and waiting areas have been set up for passengers at New Delhi, Anand Bihar and Hazrat Nizamuddin railway stations.
400 से ज्यादा स्पेशल ट्रेन्स का संचालन किया जा रहा है. इसके अलावा जो और रेलवे के द्वारा, जैसे ईसीआर है, ईस्ट सेंट्रल रेलवे, नॉर्थ सेंट्रल रेलवे, सदर्न रेलवे, ऐसे अलग अलग जो रेलवे जोन है उनके द्वारा जो ट्रेन चलाई जाएंगी नॉर्दर्न रेलवे की तरफ, वो अलग है. नई दिल्ली रेलवे स्टेशन पर करीब करीब 26,000 स्क्वायर फीट का होल्डिंग एरिया डेवलप किया गया है. इसी प्रकार से आनंद विहार में 5,000 स्क्वायर फीट का होल्डिंग कम टिकटिंग एरिया बनाया गया है.
Indian Railways has also planned to run on-demand special trains if the need arises. SpaceX has postponed a scheduled flight to the International Space Station, ISS, due to last-minute technical issue with the rocket's launch pad. The mission was intended to send four replacement astronauts to the ISS, facilitating the long-overdue return of U.S. astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore. In squash, India's Velavan Senthil Kumar has bowed out of the Australian Open 2025 in Brisbane, Australia. He faced a 1-3 defeat to Scotland's Greg Lobahan in the pre-quarterfinals this afternoon. Senthil Kumar lost the first game 8-11 but levelled the match by taking the second 11-7. However, Lobahan edged past Senthil Kumar in the next two games, winning 12-10, 11-9. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Gujarat Giants in the eliminator match at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match is set to begin at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Delhi Capitals have already secured the place in the final of the tournament by topping the overall standings with 10 points. Mumbai finished in second place while Gujarat Giants secured third, setting up a clash between the two teams for the remaining final spot. And that is the end of this news bulletin.